Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama holds emergency meeting on Ebola. Russian and Ukrainian presidents talk of peace in eastern Ukraine. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Obama canceled travel plans and called an emergency cabinet meeting on Ebola. White House spokesman John Earnest says Mr. Obama wants to make sure all needed resources of the federal government are being deployed to deal with the situation. The emergency meeting comes shortly after news that the second U.S. health worker infected with the Ebola virus took a flight within the United States a day before developing symptoms. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the healthcare worker took a Frontier Airlines flight from Cleveland, Ohio to Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas Airport on Monday. The registered nurse is identified as Amber Vinson. The CDC says she is being moved to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia for treatment. Vinson contracted the virus at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital while treating Thomas Eric Duncan, a Liberian national who became the first person in the United States to die of the virus last week. Two car bombs in Somalia's capital Mogadishu have killed at least seven people, including a national intelligence officer. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for both explosions Wednesday. The U.S. Embassy in Ethiopia is warning of a possible terrorist attack in a part of the capital Addis Ababa. The embassy says it received reports that the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab intends to target Bole, a southeastern district of the city. An embassy statement says the location of the alleged possible attack is not known, but that restaurants, hotels, places of worship, supermarkets, and shopping malls should be avoided until further notice. This is VOA News. U.S. fighter jets are continuing their aerial bombardment of Islamic State militants who are battling Kurdish forces for control of the Syrian town of Kobani on the Turkish border. The U.S. military command says it launched 18 airstrikes Tuesday into Wednesday, destroying multiple fighting positions held by the insurgents and hitting 16 buildings with jihadists inside. Kurdish defenders of the besieged Syrian border town of Kobani say U.S.-led coalition airstrikes are helping, but they need arms and ammunition to hold off the assaults. Jamie Detmer reports from the Turkish-Syrian border.
Predictions of the imminent fall of the Syrian border town of Kobani to Islamic militants have come thick and fast in recent days, with U.S. officials publicly saying Kurdish defenders can't hold out much longer. But despite the forecasts, the defenders hang on, and a brutal battle for control of the town has descended into a street-by-street, house-by-house brawl. U.S. warplanes have ramped up the bite of their airstrikes on the jihadists, trying to take pressure off fighters from the Kurdish Defense Forces, or YPG. This week, compared to last, saw many more sorties flown by the U.S.-led coalition, with warplanes from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates joining in. Jamie Detmer, VOA News, Surak.
A suicide bomb attack in Pakistan killed seven people in the Khyber tribal region along the Afghan border. There's been no claim of responsibility. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed options for a peaceful settlement in eastern Ukraine with his Ukrainian counterpart ahead of extended talks in Milan later this week. The phone call with President Petro Poroshenko also addressed an ongoing natural gas dispute between the two countries that overlaps with the ongoing conflict along their shared border, where pro-Russia separatists are in a standoff with government forces. Heavy snow and avalanches in Nepal's Himalayas have killed at least 12 people, including eight foreign hikers. The bodies of two Polish nationals, an Israeli and a Nepali, were found near a popular trekking route that circles Annapurna, the world's 10th highest mountain. An avalanche buried one Indian and four Canadian hikers in the neighboring district of Manang, where three yak herders also died after being swept away. Government officials say 14 hikers have been rescued, but more deaths are feared because of bad weather. Human rights groups are expressing outrage after several Hong Kong police were caught on camera beating an unarmed and handcuffed protester. The incident occurred today during a police attempt to clear demonstrators blocking an underpass on a key road near government headquarters. Hundreds of police Wednesday used pepper spray and batons and in some cases punched and tackled protesters to the ground during clashes. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.